One last question. I have a question on tongues. That's going to come up a little later on the subject of gifts. But any examples of how we as Christians can reach others through good works? It's been my privilege to meet Christians all around the world who are actively engaged in good works. I think of a group of Christians who, in their community, they ask people if there's something we can pray for. They go around the doors and say, every week we have a time of prayer for our community, if there's anything we can pray for. And as they go from house to house, they see, here's a house, this widow, her eaves trough is hanging, or this is, and they say, listen, we'd like to come back and fix your place. Would that be all right? Well, of course it's all right. And so as they go through the community, they fix up these things. There's a young man I know, and when he was going around tracting with me, he'd always take a garbage bag, and he'd pick up all the trash along the way when he was knocking on doors. He said, they don't care about my track, but they do care about their trash. If I pick up their trash, maybe they'll pick up my tract. There are two retired couples in Schenectady, New York, and they were always bothered by the panhandlers downtown, and they thought, this isn't right. And so they made an arrangement with a local bakery to get day-old bread and a little shop to get some meat and lettuce and so on, and they'd make sandwiches. And at first they just took them down and left them for the homeless people, and then they thought, no, we'll go down and have lunch with the homeless people. And so every day they went down, and they put in gospel tracts in the bags, and they gave out lunches, and they came to know all these homeless people. And, you know, I mean, there are things on every hand that we can do if we have a heart to do it. But I really believe that we've got to get back to that if God is going to use us significantly. The early church was known for this, and we need to get back to it. So maybe when we get to that subject, on the subject of showing mercy, the gift of showing mercy, we'll have a little more to say about that. Well, anyway, thank you very much for the questions. We've gone over a few minutes. I hope you forgive me. And we'll just pause for prayer. Father, as we hear these questions, we're reminded that there is a real exercise of heart in the part of God's people to get back to the New Testament pattern and to do these things. We hear the Lord Jesus say, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. And so it's no good for us to come out and hear the Word of God preached if we're not asking these sorts of questions. How can we do this in our own communities? We need to sit down and ask, who are the really needy people in our communities? We thank thee for the people in Belfast who send out comfort tracts and cards to those who have been bereaved, for those who visit in the prisons, for those who visit the sick. We thank thee for people who know how their neighbors are doing and who care about them and reach out to help them. And we pray, Father, that we will find ways too, that the Spirit of God will direct us into ways where we may make the gospel winsome and win some by showing the love of Christ to others. We give thanks for this time together. Pray for safety and travel on the way home. Keep us happy in the Lord Jesus, as we ask it in the Savior's name. Amen.